This is a poem called Exit, pursued by a polar bear and a carbon credit salesman. One of its main subjects is the contrast between the system of selling carbon credits and the pollution caused by war. But that was in another country, and besides, the wench is dead, Marlowe wrote, echoed by Eliot. But it is my thought of those lines from Robert Lowell. Dearest, I cannot linger here and lather like a polar bear, when shaving for his son. And indeed how that once recently it was said my poetry might well succeed in some other time and country, eerily echoing Marlowe, so that interiorly I had to mutter mutedly, but besides, the wench isn't dead. Almost said so, but genuine grief just allows for formality, surface talk, or that strange over-response to peripheries one utters in despair. Let's, though, discuss the hungry polar bear. When Peter Porter wrote about Exit pursued by a bear from Winter's Tale, Shakespeare's rare stage direction, the bear isn't polar, an offstage eight Antigonus. Porter concentrated on the financial industry that was shaped around Shakespeare to save the British economy. Now suddenly, in the press, an army of ravenous, luxuriantly furry white mammals have increased their appetite. It is because of climate change, apparently, but wildlife reports actually didn't say that, but that simply because we spend a much longer time in their territory of ice, there tends to be more left of us around for them to eat. But it does allow the photographs of teeth closing on cameras to drill hallucinatory. And besides, this living sort of wench writes now about a company including hedge funds, £400 million worth, that started as a holding under British law to sell pollution permits, encourages them to increase activity on the stock exchange, to concentrate conservation energy into the West, as the UN might identify the cause as Western wars too much. After all, it was Hugh Thant who started Earth Day, blamed the Vietnam War. But that is general history, and it is my memory just now of Lowell the poet. Dearest, I cannot linger here and lather like a polar bear, though I won't exit easily from my own atmosphere, pursued by myself as a bear that starves from Western emissions, fear, once more successful in another country.